Malafrena by Ursula K. Le Guin. Copyright 1979 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Narrated by John MacDonald.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
From the book jacket. Ursula Le Guin has proven her amazing versatility many times over, winning awards for her short stories, fantasy and science fiction novels, children's books, and essays. In Malafrena, she offers her devoted readers something new, a magnificent mainstream novel set in the imaginary country of Orsinia in the turbulent early 19th century. The land of Orsinia has never existed, but through the brilliant vision of Ursula Le Guin, Orsinia and its people come clearly and powerfully alive. Her most impressive achievement, though, is the creation of the novel's protagonist, Itale Sorde, son and heir to an estate owner in the beautiful Malafrena Valley. Malafrena is his story, an elegant, sweeping tale of Itale's remarkable education, his descent into the maelstrom of a nation's turmoil, and his final emergence into maturity and self-awareness. When the fiery, idealistic Itale is sent away to school, he quickly falls under the sway of an underground revolutionary movement, sworn to destroy Austria's domination of Orsinia. Itale is prepared to die for his country's independence, and refuses to return home to the complacent life of a wealthy landowner. He forsakes Malafrena for Krasnoy, a city in ferment. Here he embarks on a new, exciting life, learning the lessons of love from a beautiful baroness and lessons in life from a dazzling group of intelligentsia and dissidents. But Itale pays a bitter price for his convictions, having already given up the secure life of Malafrena, the respect of his father, and perhaps the love of his childhood sweetheart. He is jailed by the Austrian secret police. Though he is brutalized in prison, Itale's spirit and faith in his cause remain unshaken. And when the Baroness arranges his freedom in the conclusion to this towering novel of romantic and political passions, Itale finally returns to Malafrena to fight for his shining destiny. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin was born in California in 1929. Her contributions to the literary world have come over the past decade. In that time, she has published a large body of work and has won 4 Hugo Awards, 3 Nebula Awards, the Jupiter Award, the 1969 Boston Globe Horn Book Award, a Newbery Honor Citation, and the National Book Award. She currently lives and writes in Oregon. Other books by the author: Orsinian Tales, Very Far Away from Anywhere Else, The Word for World is Forest, The Wind's 12 Quarters, The Dispossessed, The Lathe of Heaven, The Left Hand of Darkness, City of Illusions, Planet of Exile, Rokanan's World, The Earthsea Trilogy, A Wizard of Earthsea, The Tombs of Atuan, and The Farthest Shore. Contents. Part 1, In the Provinces, Side 1. Part 2, Exiles, Side 2. Part 3, Choices, Side 3. Part 4, The Way to Radico, Side 5. Part 5, Prisons, Side 5. Part 6, The Necessary Passion, Side 7. Part 7, Malafrena, Side 9.